Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It is one small step for women and one giant leap for womankind every time Martha Stewart opens her mouth or gets on a cover of a magazine, because this woman has got it on. She is 84 years old, and I think it was last year she was in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition, where she was in a beautiful swimsuit looking hot and spicy. And I think people, you know, a little bit of the ageism in the air started to dissipate. And now Martha Stewart wants to share with the world her perfect tips for taking the perfect thirst trap to land you your next man or woman.
Thirst trap. What the heck is a thirst trap? I had never heard the phrase before I took that pool selfie. But now, go with it. Be a thirst trap. I'll show you how to do one. Hold it up high. Show your beautiful neck. Make sure you're on portrait mode. And make sure your skin is perfectly glowing. By using Elm, this is the best. Get that expression just right. Who are you thinking about? What are you thinking about? That's it. I like that picture. You'll like that picture. It's the perfect selfie.
Thanks, Martha.
Thanks, Martha. I love how every time she talks, it sounds like each breath could be her last. She always sounds a little out of breath.
I got a little bit of a different take on her. I think that 3/4 of guys listening to us, and there's probably 9 listening to us, couldn't handle her in intimate situations.
Oh, you think she's a freak?
I think she's domineering.
Confident and confident, even at 84 years old. Yeah. I mean, if you're a 40-year-old, and Martha Stewart would take you down.
However, those who are very domineering in life and career like to be submissive in the bedroom. That's why you see a lot of men, as far as CEOs go, that do like the dominatrix stuff, because they want to be like either shamed or put down, or, you know, they want somebody else to take control. So I could see it going one of two ways. I could see her being the one who takes control in the bedroom, or I can also see her as the one, because she is, you know, and if you watch the documentary about Martha Stewart, they very much painted her as a controlling, confident, like.
Those are good points.
So I think I could see her in the bedroom being like, man's best friend.
Look at how she commands a kitchen. Yeah. I mean, a dining room table hates to see her coming.
They did. All of them.
She runs a Marshalls like the military. Like, she really knows how to take control. And I'm pretty sure this is what the whole plot of that new Nicole Kidman movie was about, Baby Girl. Because I think she was playing like a high-powered CEO, and then she got that hot man who danced to a father figure. So, I think we're probably on target here with Martha Stewart.
I'm sure she would love that we're speculating on this.
this too, by the way.
Right. Honestly, at 84, I wouldn't give any F's. Yeah. I would be like, please, for the love of God, picture me naked. Like, no one has nobody has pictured me naked in 30 years.
She's been stunning her entire life. Yeah. And I still think she's a very attractive woman at 84.
Absolutely. Even in that prison garb, too. All right. Julianne Hough recently got very candid on a podcast about how fame has shaped her and her brother Derek's relationships with their three other siblings. And she actually said something that when I read it, I was like, oh, that's kind of sad. So I guess her other sisters, two of her other sisters wanted to go down the entertainment route as well. One moved to Nashville, hoping to break into country music. The other tried to get into acting. And she said that, well, there's really no jealousy between the siblings for her and Derek's success in the dancing world. She said that there is kind of like this lingering sense of sadness that they never made it in the same way that Julianne and Derek did, which they said really isolated them from feeling as close as they could, because they're like, well, we don't want to share what we're going through in terms of like our successes, because we don't want to make you feel bad. But at the same time, she said, you know, it's kind of all relative. Like, her other siblings had a different experience with each other because they got a more quote-unquote normal existence, and there's differences there as well, which I thought was really, really cool of her to open up and be so vulnerable about her family experience.
The Burt Show.
Before we get into Kristen and her buffness, I didn't tell you guys this. Look at you. drinking that muscle milk.
All the creatine.
I had the most bizarre dream the other day, and I have to tell you guys this before kids get up. I have this dream that my fiance agreed to a fundraiser with North Point Church, in which they were raising money for the church, but she was supposed to have public intimacy with her ex-husband in front of the congregation.
WTF?
Did Andy Stanley give a reason for such activities?
It was a fundraiser, and Brandon had signed her up, and she's like, well, it's for the church.
The guy who plays in the church band.
Yeah, the guy that plays in the church band.
And of course he signed her up. He's like, we're doing this for the Lord.
Who's newly engaged himself. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Who's engaged as well.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember fighting it too much until we got into the church. Like, I don't remember driving to the church, but then I remember being there, and all of a sudden it just made no sense to me. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're about to have sex with your ex-husband in front of the church. Okay. And you want me to be here to see it? What are you doing? What kind of fundraiser is this?
All right, I just have one question for you. What substances did you take prior to going to bed?
None.
Clearly, you need to take the spirit of the Holy Ghost if you're having those kind of dreams.
Maybe I have to take some so I don't have those dreams. So I looked it up real quick before we came on the air and what
the
it could mean.
The meaning of that dream?
The crowds may represent your perceived audience or the larger world, highlighting feelings of inadequacy, being undervalued, or a lack of communication in your relationship.
Oh, do you feel that?
Which part? There's a lot of things to process. Yeah. There.
That's sad. If you feel like there's a lack of communication.
That is the least accurate thing in that sentence.
Yeah. You guys just got engaged. You seem like you're pretty good.
No. This is, I mean, as far as our communication goes, it's 100%. Feelings of inadequacy, not necessarily in our relationship, but I think I've probably struggled with that my entire life. Undervalued, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, Bart hates dream analysis and thinks it's just so full of crap and it's a bunch of phooey, and that it's just our subconscious running through everything that's in our head.
Well, I don't know. I will take those over any other explanation on why my fiance is cheating on me with her ex-husband.
I'm trying to figure out, if your memory was better, I would ask you to go through like your day, like the last couple of days, like your interactions with people and what could have caused that dream to come to fruition.
I think it was the day after I announced on the air that we were getting engaged, or that we got engaged. So I don't know. I can't remember. I was mad. It like felt real. Absolutely real when I woke up.
This was last night?
This was 2 nights ago.
So you've talked to her about it?
Yeah, I told her about it.
So you scolded her about it?
No, she said, well, should I just not do the fundraiser then? How did you even know about it, Bert?
We can raise so much money for the church.
All right, to you. Let's talk about this strength. Look at her. Look at Kristen. Took on this assignment, got herself in good shape, been working out. She was even working out on vacation last week.
I did. I don't even know who the heck I am anymore. All right, so quick backstory. 6 months ago, Bert surprised me on air with Joanne from Simply Buckhead Magazine, and basically threw a challenge out for me to get my butt in a gym and start strength training. This wasn't Bert being a bully. I had been complaining for over a year that I was weak AF, and my nurse practitioner wanted me to get into the gym to start strength training,
just
right?
The complaining and complaining and complaining and never doing anything about it. I'm like, well,
she couldn't. The poor girl couldn't sweat. How are you supposed to work out if you sweat?
She didn't want to sweat.
So I asked you to take me down to the gym here at the building. Mm-hmm. And like you showed me some of the like machines, and I was supposed to start working out here at the building. Yeah, no, that never happened. And so you got tired of listening to me bitch and moan. So you put me on the spot, and they came in, and Joanne offered the loveliest, loveliest gift, because she works out at Pinnacle Fitness with the personal trainer, Jamie Bodner. And she was like, all right, to hold you accountable, we'll do an article on women's strength training, and you can work out at Pinnacle Fitness with a personal trainer. And so I was like, that's amazing. I recognize what a gift that is. And I know I have the means, and if I really wanted to, the time to carve out. So I asked if I could bring a Burr Show listener on this journey with me. Because apparently, as I've come to learn over the last year and a half, strength training for women as they get older is very, very important. And I think there's a misconception that if you strength train, you're going to like bulk up, right? And it has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with your bone density and just for overall health and longevity. And when you got, you know, when you're a woman in your 40s and you got a toddler, he's now 4, you realize, yeah, no, I in order to keep up,
yeah,
I need to start really taking care of myself.
Find yourself huffing and puffing a little bit, trying to chase them down. Then when you lift them up, you're like, dang, man, you feel like you're 87 pounds already.
So I did my interview with Simply Buckhead, and because, you know, now that we are 6 months into the journey, we had the, you know, the 3 month mark and then the 6 month mark. And so I had my interview with Karina from Simply Buckhead, and I realized I had like a wake up call, because, you know, we always talk about how something will happen, and it's like, and it's when I was at a breakfast joint and I was lifting up Jimmy to wash his hands, and I tweaked my neck and my back, and I could not move, like everything seized. Mm-hmm. I was in so much pain, like had to leave my Eggs Benedict on the table. I was so pissed, drove home and couldn't look around me. I was like freaking out. That was my strength training wake-up call.
You wait a couple of years, you'll just look at Jimmy and your shoulder will go out.
Oh, man. So now we fast forward to where I am now. And has it been a perfect journey? Absolutely not. And I don't expect anybody who is contemplating, this is strength training for women.
What is a perfect journey? I'm
like never missing a day in the gym, like one of those things.
I think that's where a lot of people get tripped up also.
Exactly.
It's like you feel like if you miss one day, oh, everything I've just done for the last 3 months is gone, and then you stop.
Exactly. And that's something I really focused on in this article. And I let the author know, I'm like, it's not even consistency that's most important, it's persistence. Because there, I went 2 weeks without going to the gym, and I felt so bad about myself. And you can so easily get in this mindset of like, well, I screwed it up, mm-hmm. you know, throw it away, whatever. And I was like, yeah, no, like, my trainer was like, Kristen, your muscles don't atrophy in 2 weeks. Like, you're not going to lose everything you've accomplished so far. So you just got to get your butt back in the gym. And that's what I learned. So I had weeks where, you know, I wasn't my best, but then I had weeks where I was great. But now that we are 6 months in, I can't say I look forward to going to the gym, but I no longer dread it.
Okay. Sometimes that's all you can ask for,
improvement,
right?
Improvement. Yeah. Uh-huh. And so I have noticed, I've noticed changes in my body. When we were at the beach last week, like I saw a noticeable difference when I was wearing my swimsuit.
Okay.
I felt it first. I didn't see it first, because you see your body every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
But people at the gym noticed. Jamie noticed. It's when my husband noticed, mm-hmm. and, you know, complimented certain assets,
okay.
that I realized. I'm like, oh wow, like, you know, this is actually working. And then I started to notice it. But more so than that, before that, I felt it. Like, I feel stronger.
Good.
Like, there are things that I am doing before that would have taken just the absolute life out of me. And then on top of that, the additional, like the good side effects. I asked Jamie the other day at the gym, I go, is this stupid or like, is my posture better? And he's like, no, absolutely. So yeah, I've noticed that my posture is better. I stand up straighter. I sit up straighter because the muscles in my back are stronger. So it pulls everything. So you actually like, so it's
because for a while there, you're like the third ape on the evolution chart.
Exactly.
But you're standing but up right now and everything. About.
That osteoporosis, man, it comes at you fast. So yeah, I'm proud to say that I've been sticking with it. And I feel so much better, and I'm glad that you brought Joanne here to put me on the spot. We had a lovely conversation, and I'm excited to share the article. They're going to talk to Elizabeth, my soulmate, who was selected, and she was a teacher, working mom, had gone through IVF, and you know wanted to get stronger herself. And Jamie's been phenomenal, and I'm sticking with it, man. Good it's not you, like man. it's not like I did this as a bit and now I'm just going to put it away. This is a part of my life now.
I don't think I'm going to say anything that most people don't already know, but exercising changes everything in your life.
It does.
You get better sleep. Uh-huh. It helps your skin. Obviously, you're going to be able to run around with your kids. Longevity reason. I mean, it's the number one thing you can do for yourself. And this is an analogy that I love that I've used for years and years and years. If somebody initially told you that you're only going to have one car, you would make sure that the tires were changed all the time. You'd make sure that you're going to get new oil when you needed it and new brakes because you only have one car. That's your body.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. And that's what I've realized too, especially, you know, being 46 and, you know, you look at life a little differently because there's not as much left.
That will do it.
You know what I'm saying?
It's so a rude awakening, yeah.
Yeah, and so it's like you want to be able to enjoy it to the fullest. So, yeah, it's longevity, but like you have said before, it's like, yeah, I want to live longer, but I also want to be healthy in those later years as well. Like, I don't want to be like, you know, just...
I don't want to be 85 years old.
A lump on a couch.
Right.
Yeah, not being able to move or do anything.
Or wipe your own butt.
Yeah, right. That's key.
That's the reason to work out right there. So when you're older, you can wipe your own butt. There it is.
But to anybody out there, you know, that it has been told the same thing, and because I did, I made every excuse in the book and I pushed it off for like a year and a half because I kept saying, well, I need to focus on this first. So I'm like, I have to get my UTIs in check first. And then I did. And I'm like, well, I want to get my hormones taken care of. And then, you know, I did. And so now it's like there was no excuses for me to push it off anymore. So I'm proud that I've made myself a priority and that I look at my schedule every week and I make sure that I'm getting in 2 strength training sessions and 2 yoga sessions.
Congrats, man.
Thank you.
That's really, really great. That discipline is really great.
Is there a dumbbell you want me to lift around here or something?
Well, Jackson's here.
Dude, I lifted the bar with weight.
Doing what?
Over
your head?
No, like I was laying down. I was laying down and I did a bench
chest press.
Chest press.
Okay.
Yeah, chest press. There was weight on it.
Really?
I've only ever lifted the bar.
Good for you, man.
Like the weight of all your expectations and...
Those were bearing down on me pretty freaking hard. Granted, I think it was like a 2.5 on each side, but I didn't care.
So you had a total of 5 pounds on the... The bar itself is 45 pounds.
Correct.
So there you go.
Yes.
All right.
Anyway, there was weight on it.
2.5 pounds on each side. That's my girl right
Woo-hoo!
There.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data, keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Very few TV shows that at the very end of it, they're so infuriating that you can't go to sleep. I was so angry. We'll get into it in just a second, because about a quarter of the country, I think, now is watching this show, and it is maddening.
Number one show on Netflix for a reason, and your jaw will hit the floor multiple times.
Even if you know when you know how it ends, it's still worth watching because it's even better when you know how it ends. We'll get into it in a second. Anyway, so look, I've said this before. When you see a kid that is ringing the bell over at Choa, that is way more than one day of just reading or ringing a bell. It is years and years and years of fighting cancer or fighting illness that has come down to finally the nurses and the doctors all standing around going, congratulations, it's over. It is over. And we had a child, one of our Burt's Big Adventure kids, go through that very thing yesterday. It was Chance.
It's time to ring the bell. This day has finally come. We're singing and we're clapping because your treatment's done. The good days and the bad days, you really stuck it out. Your strong determination makes us want to shout. Woo! We're also glad we met you with all the joy you bring. We know we're going.
That ringing of the bell, man, I mean, it gives me chills here. So here's the story behind Chance. And again, what you hear sometimes, what you'll see on TV is the whole staff ringing the bell, but you don't know the story behind it. Chance was diagnosed with leukemia in the second grade. He's been fighting this for what, 7 years?
Fighting and going through treatment for 1,000 days.
1,000 days.
He just got his port removed last month. This kid has been doing treatments for over 1,000 days.
When they brought him in to Choa, had they not brought him in at that particular time, they said that he had about 24 hours.
Yeah.
That was it.
Like 20 lymph nodes had been attacked. There was 20 masses in his stomach and chest. Like they had to act and they had to act fast. So as soon as they got to Choa, he went to the pediatrician because he wasn't feeling good. They immediately sent him to Choa. And it wasn't even 24 hours later that he received his first dose of chemotherapy. So here he is now 1,000 days later, ringing the bell, signifying the end of his treatment journey. And we could not be, I mean, so well deserved, such a fighter, could not be more proud of him.
And this is the kind of day where you have to really thank the entire village because, of course, Chance has been going through this. But then you've got family members that have been supporting him all these years also. Then you've got doctors and nurses and the staff at Choa that so painstakingly takes care of these kids so well. So it takes an entire village. So when that bell rings right there, yes, of course, it's for the child, but it is for the entire village.
And we know how they celebrated after he rang the bell. They went out, I'm sure, for a giant steak.
He loves himself some steak.
Yeah. As he should.
Hey, congratulations, Chance, man. That is a life saved right there. That's what that bell is all about. All right, let's get on to some drama here, man, because I told Kristen she had to watch this show. And if you haven't seen it yet, we're going to tell you the results of it. It will not affect the way you watch this show if you haven't seen it yet, though.
But I do feel like you do have to give a spoiler alert because we're going to tell you something major because they don't tell you this off the bat. You find this out later in the documentary. So you don't know this going in. It's a whodunit, but it's when you figure out who did it is when you are absolutely floored.
I remember this being a huge story, though, at the time.
It was.
Right?
Yeah, it was. I missed it. So like when the original story came out in the news, because this woman went viral for what she did, justfully so. But I'm just going to go ahead because I know people are going to get upset. What's the point of, you know, talking about a documentary? So if you don't want to know, spoiler alert, but we are going to disclose who was behind the cyberbullying.
I knew who was behind the cyberbullying before I started watching it. And while I was watching, I was like, do I remember this right?
Uh-huh.
Because they do such a good job of disguising mm-hmm. exactly what happened. But the name of the show is Unknown Number, The High School Catfish. And it started years and years and years ago with a high school girl and her boyfriend that had been dating 2 years. And all of a sudden, both of them start getting really nasty text messages. I mean, like 50, 60 a day. Graphic
gross.
And nasty and gross, telling them to break up. This one person that was texting was saying, hey, your boyfriend's going to be with me. You're disgusting. I mean, the worst things you could say to us. And they were coming in for 24 straight hours.
Yeah, and explicit. Like, and we're talking about 14-year-old kids that are receiving these messages, and they were grossly explicit. The superintendent said, these are messages that made a 50-plus-year-old man blush. Like, that's how, like, intense they were.
And they
said in the very beginning of the documentary, they flash on the screen, every single one of these text messages is real.
Wow.
So every text message they show was a legitimate text message, because the FBI had to get involved. And so they have documentation, thousands of pages of text messages.
It rocked the entire community. Like the suspects in school that everybody thought for sure, oh, you're it. You're the person that's sending those text messages.
It was a mess.
Ruined their life. And it just created so much drama through the entire school. The kids ended up breaking up with each other. They had been dating each other for 2 years, and he's getting all these nasty messages. She's getting all these nasty messages. They're probably 17, 16. They were younger than that.
No, man. This all started when they were 14, and it went 14. On for 2 years.
Okay, 14.
Not even.
So they're like, you know what? It's just not worth it. We're going to break up. They had the stress of both the families. It was an absolute mess. Some of these messages, like Kristen was talking about, he will be with me while your lonely, ugly ass is alone. And then it got way worse. Kill yourself now, B.
Yeah.
She was 13 at the time.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. So that's when it went from the really gross stuff to like the personal attacks and the amount of times that they were threatening, like, if you don't do it, we will bang, bang. Like, it was like, it was terrifying.
His life would be better if you were dead. This is to a 13-year-old girl. And again, these are coming in all hours of the night, 50, 60 text messages sometimes during the day. Well, to make a very long story short, it was her own mom.
What?
Dude.
It was her mom?
It was her mom that was the one.
Well, you know how Bert says, there's always, somebody's got to be the best and somebody's got to be the worst.
I'm going to put her up there as the worst mom uh-huh. ever.
So when I'm watching this, right, and I'm floored, and I knew going in who had done it, but even when, like, the police footage of them coming to the home and confronting the mom, because she had used these apps to hide her phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And so this little town couldn't figure it out. The sheriff couldn't figure it out. So they sent it to the FBI, and it was the FBI cyber unit that was able to track down the IP address, the user, the phone number, and traced it back to Lauren's mom. And she was the perpetrator. She's the one who's been sending these messages for almost the past 2 years to these kids, right? And to her own freaking daughter. So the police footage of them coming into the house and confronting her was heartbreaking. And then on top of that, I don't understand how this woman agreed to do this documentary. Like, I don't know what she was thinking. Like, I think she...
I know the answer to that because I read an article about it.
Okay.
She said that she just wanted her side of the story. They were going to do the story anyway. They approached the mom and said, we're doing the story. So yeah, you can either be involved in it or not. And she thought if she just gave a crumb of why she did it, then people would understand it better.
Made it worse.
It made it worse.
Yeah, what was her crumb of why? Yeah.
So she had some trauma that I can't really get into. She had some trauma when she was a kid.
Explains the behavior, doesn't excuse it.
Right. So,
but that doesn't even really explain the behavior.
What kind of trauma are we talking about?
Physical trauma where there wasn't consent.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When she was a kid. So when her kids started to date, her excuse was, I started to freak out and I didn't want her to go through that same pain. So I wanted her to be undateable.
And she also wanted her daughter. So they also think this is like a weird like digital Munchausen's, cyber Munchausen's. So instead of making the daughter ill, you do this so the daughter turns to you for support. Mm. So she was doing this and sending these messages to her daughter, but in return, she was getting all this attention from her daughter, and her daughter was like, she and her daughter had an incredibly close relationship. So the daughter would come to her going through like with all these text messages. So she was leaning on her mom, and so she felt like that strengthened their bond by creating this turmoil.
Now, keep in mind,
it's really messed up.
She's like living this double life also, because when the FBI break in there, her husband is there or arrives on the scene and starts asking questions also, and he finds out at the time she hasn't worked in years. She's been saying that she's had these jobs. She's gotten fired from everything, so she's living like this double life.
Oh my God. And then when she was talking, so there was two instances, right? Well, there's a lot of instances. One, the daughter is still loves her mom and wants a relationship with her. And
what?
Yeah. It's
This is the heartbreaking part, like at the very end where I'm just so sad and mad at the end. And before you even go on with that, this is what mom said, okay? Oh, it's infuriating. She said, realistically, a lot of us have probably broken the law at some point or another and not gotten caught, she said. I'm sure people drove drunk, haven't been caught.
But she just happened to get caught.
Yeah, she just happened to get caught.
But we've all done things.
She's trying to say that other parents are texting death threats to their kids, but, you know, she's the only one that got caught. That's insanity.
She's not necessarily saying that. She's just saying that, yeah, she broke the law, but other people break the law also.
Yeah, it was justification of her actions and her behavior. And she really did, like, she really did believe that she had convinced herself that she was doing the right thing. Oh, it was so friggin' bizarre.
The way that when the FBI came in and they confront the mom,
it was a sheriff's department.
Sheriff's department. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They come on in and her daughter is there and dad arrives also.
He was living.
So as the sheriff's department is telling the daughter and the husband exactly who now is behind this, mom is hugging her daughter, comforting her daughter, the same daughter that she's been stalking now for years and years and years, right?
Stalking for 20 months, sending just, but you could tell the daughter wasn't fully comprehending.
Yeah.
What was like, so you're saying my mom did this, but did my mom do this? And so, and even after so finding it out, she was allowed to talk to her mom while her mom was in prison, because she got sentenced for stalking minors. And because it was her and Owen, her ex-boyfriend.
How long did she get sentenced for? Life, I hope, without parole?
19 months.
Yeah.
19 months?
Well, I think she got out after 19 months. I think she was sentenced to more than that, but she got out after 19 months.
I remember her getting sentenced to 19 months and getting out like, you know, around a year or something like that.
You're probably right.
But, you know, daughter was communicating with her while she was in prison, but after she got out, like, mom's not allowed to have any communication with the victim, so they haven't spoken. So I'm wondering if after Lauren turns 15, because she's like,
she's 18 now.
Is she?
Yeah, she's 18 now.
Okay, so she's not allowed to have communication with her mom, but she wants a relationship with her. Like, she feels like a piece of her is missing because they were so close, because that's what the mom had created by sending these messages, and her daughter was turning to her for to be consoled.
The amount of therapy it is going to take for that little girl, now I guess 17 or 18 years old, to ever be able to trust anybody again for the rest of her life is going to be a lifelong challenge.
The messages, and then listening to the mother's reasoning, it was just mind-boggling.
It's infuriating. I couldn't even sleep when the whole thing was over because it was so unjust. It's terrible, but great.
Yeah, when she's like, but other people do bad things.
Right!
Jaywalking is not the same thing as telling your daughter to kill yourself.
Right?
It's so dumb. I think that was the moment I was like, why did you agree to do this? Right. Like, this was just, if you thought you were going to come out looking better, I hate to break it to you, but you just made yourself look like a million times worse.
Her whole life is one big question mark. It's called Unknown Number, the high school catfish. And even though we gave you all the details, I promise you, it will not take away from you watching it. It's maddening.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data, keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
You guys see this House subcommittee yesterday on UFOs?
No.
Look at Cassie. She is a believer. Did you see this yesterday?
I haven't, actually.
All right. So they were having this hearing yesterday on UFOs, and it turns out they have video of this, that in 2024, the Navy used a Hellfire missile. Now, I don't know what that is, but it doesn't sound good.
Mm-mm.
Hellfire. Anything that is named Hellfire,
uh-huh.
Not great.
I'm sure its intention is to bring Hellfire.
Hell. Well, I guess it depends on what side you're on, because it's either really good for you or right. Really not good for you.
So it's a drone that fires this Hellfire missile at it. They didn't really know what it was, but they were patrolling the area, which they did regularly in 2024. So they shoot this missile at this unidentified flying object, and it directly hits it. And at the time, the orb breaks into four pieces, but continues to fly. So there's a major piece that is at the front of it, and then there are three shattered pieces behind it, but it doesn't go into the ocean. All four pieces fly off.
Hmm. And so they have video of this.
They have video of it. Yeah, Google it today. And everybody on the subcommittee, one of the questions was, does this make you guys nervous about, I mean, because we can't really explain what this is. And everybody on the subcommittee is like, yeah, very, because we can't explain what it is at all. But you can clearly see on this video, the missile hit this orb or whatever it was, it break apart. But it doesn't fall into the ocean. It just continues to fly on.
Man, if y'all want to go down a rabbit hole today, you should just look this stuff up, especially on Reddit. There are stories of orbs like turning off nuclear facilities in other countries that were set to have like a leak or detonate. It's just, it's fascinating. And I think when you look, you know, it's easy to dismiss all that stuff as an anecdotal, like just people talking. But when it gets to the House subcommittee and when people from the Air Force or Marines are coming in and giving their firsthand accounts on something that they're like, hey, my professional opinion, this was not aircraft. Mm-hmm. And then when you have scientists being like, hey, yeah, we have materials not of this planet, not of this world that made up this aircraft. Like, they're here, you know, but it's cool. They haven't done anything. I'd like to see one, but
check out the video today. Watch the video, but also watch the members on this staff when they are asked that question, like, does this scare you? And you could see the look in their face like, should we answer this accurately? And they all said, yeah, we're kind of freaked out. We're all freaked out.
But I mean, the good news is they launched a Hellfire missile at it and it did nothing except fly off. Yeah. So I think we're okay. Unless the mothership's coming back.
No, now we pissed them off.
Yeah.
Right. And they went back to tell their friends.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
The only news that could be more shocking than the fact that we have aliens invading the Earth is the fact that they have scrapped the upcoming season for The Bachelor in favor of a brand new Bachelorette.
Who?
The next Bachelorette on ABC is none other than reality TV show Hurricane. Taylor Frankie Paul.
No! Are you I have never watched The Bachelorette in my life, and I will watch it because of this.
And that's exactly what Taylor Frankie Paul?
Mormon Wives. Lives of Mormon Wives.
The one that everyone thinks Amanda looks like.
Oh, her!
She's the next Bachelorette!
Wait. Hold on. If people think Bert's fiance Amanda looks like her,
yeah,
they look nothing alike.
Read the Facebook comments.
Low key. Yeah. I saw a photo. Your fiance is so much hotter.
Agreed, but it's the mannerisms. So when you watch her talk, like, just knowing Amanda, and this is one of my favorite things about her, she just has she has physical movements that are very unique. I love it. It just adds to her effervescence. But Taylor Frankie Paul has some of those same, like, movements. And there have been clips where I'm like, they don't look like they could be sisters or cousins.
So let's forget about that. So she's the most dramatic one of these Mormon. Uh-huh. This is going to be crazy.
She's incredibly vulnerable. She opens up all the time on the show, and she admits that she does that on purpose. She has called out the other women. She said, listen, I think I should get more money from the show because I'm the only one who is fully myself. Everyone else is trying to put on, you know, this act of whatever they are trying to portray, whereas I'm coming to the show fully fledged who I am. And I think the producers of ABC's The Bachelorette saw that and thought, oh yeah, this train wreck is going to be perfect.
Yeah, I don't think they saw that she was being open and vulnerable. I think they saw that during the first episode of Real Lives of Mormon Housewives, she got arrested for domestic abuse or something like that. I think they saw her and they're like, this girl is going to bring ratings. Because even look at me. That's the one show I got sucked into because you guys never watched The Bachelorette.
She did it.
Point to every woman out there in the world because they did it because they got me on board too. I got sucked into the Mormonism of it all.
This is the only TV show that I've watched that I finally, after like the 6 episodes, said, this is actually too negative. I can't have this in my soul. And I stopped watching. So I didn't even know if she was still with her baby's daddy, but now I guess clearly she's not.
She's single, but everybody had been speculating for the last couple of weeks that she had a new man. And so I'm like, oh, maybe they were just having a little hookup, a little fling, because she is the next Bachelorette. It was announced this morning. Wow. She's going to be on Alex Cooper's Call Her Daddy podcast to be able to do a big tell all about it.
Dang.
And this is big news because The Bachelor historically has been the more successful half of that franchise, and they have scrapped season 30 in favor of having Taylor Frankie Paul star as The Bachelorette.
I'm assuming is the first time they've gone outside of the Bachelor franchise to choose somebody to be the Bachelorette.
In a long time, because typically they do like this cycle where they have the Bachelor and then they have a big group of girls, and whoever is the most popular or the most dramatic of that big group of girls, they take one of them and make them the Bachelorette. So it's sort of like a lot of people started going on for quote unquote the wrong reason. So they would just go on the Bachelor, the Bachelorette, so in hopes of becoming the star of the next season.
Now she was the one that they were kind of all hooking up and they were swinging in with each other and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's really kind of like what blew that whole TV show up, right?
Yeah, she's sort of like the Kim Kardashian of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Like, she did something salacious, and that's what got them this reality show. So really, the other cast members need to thank her for the notoriety. Yes.
The Bert Show.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.